Here's the real state of the union. Over the past 2 years, under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border. Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children. Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave. And under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country. Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year. Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III. And on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close. But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
Damn. Crazy rebuttal by Donald Trump towards Biden's State of the Union bullshit address, bro.
I mean, he ain't lying, dude. Everybody is paying a lot more at the pump. Except me.
Yep. Well, GTE's up too. Energy costs are up too.
I'll tell you what. When I first got my my Tesla Model 3, I used to drive like 2,500 miles a month, and it was cheap. Mm. Now, like, you know, I barely drive now, but it costs just as much to barely drive now.
Really?
In terms of energy costs, yeah. Wow. It has gone up, but it's still cheaper than gas. I'll tell you that.
Still cheaper than gas. Your battery is going to be obsolete in about 3 years. I'm just kidding.
You never know.
But no, man. Trump is in pure president mode, bro. Like, I haven't seen Trump this fired up since 2016, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of got fired up, but kind of late, I feel like. He should have been fired up the whole time. Even like when, you know, supposedly he lost, but which he really didn't lose, but yeah. But I mean, like, even then he should have stuck to it, but he kind of went like a little quiet for a little bit, I think.
Well, Trump had to be kind of passive during his speech, during his final rally, right? Where he had everyone out there and they said that he incited violence. He had to be a little passive because he knew the playbook in which they were going to tag him with inciting violence. So if Trump was out there saying, you know, looking like a dictator, we're going to go out there, we're going to protest, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I mean, shit, like, maybe you do have a case of inciting violence or some shit, right? But Trump would played it perfectly. He was very passive, very soft spoken. He said, we're going to march down, you know, peacefully, and we're going to voice our concerns. And we're going to go home to our families, right? So Trump kind of had to be kind of low energy during that time.
But even after that, even after all that, he was pretty low energy for like at least a year and a half.
Well, he was censored.
Well, yeah, that too. He was censored.
He had no platform. Remember this, Trump had zero ways to express himself. And Truth Social didn't come out until... what was it? Maybe mid 2022 or like spring 2022, if I'm not mistaken. It could be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little late on saying that, but like, he had zero way to communicate. He could have hit like the Rumble route, maybe, but even then, I think Trump was kind of. Trump was on the golf course. You know, he's.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was just about to say, you know, after that rough presidency and going up against the swamp, like he kind of did deserve like a break, probably even longer than a year and a half, you know what I mean, before he started saying stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He deserved it, man. I mean, he lost weight right away when he moved to Mar-a-Lago. He got a nice tan, right? He was golfing 24/7. Yeah. He looked better. He looked like he was maybe prepping himself to be a healthier Donald Trump for 2024, which is what we're all expecting. A similar run. I mean, I'm so excited that we're going to see Trump debates in like a year, year and a half. And this guy is going to be killing people. He's going to be given a platform on mainstream media outlets again, because he has to. You're the presidential candidate, and he's gonna be lighting up the Republican Party like he did in 2016, just shitting on Jeb Bush and Rubio and all those guys.
Who's running though?
Well, Nikki Haley's probably gonna run.
Yeah, but who else? Like it kind of seemed like Sleepy Joe was kind of kind of announcing that he is running for 2024, the way he was talking and how there's like unfinished business and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he definitely
is going to run.
Sleepy Joe, I don't know, bro.
I mean, I just don't get how he's going to run. Like, in that
It's going to be hard to prop up another weekend at Bernie's with Joe Biden, you know, put the sunglasses on him. He's pretty much dead and prop him up to be the president again, you know, like. It's hard enough this time around, which is potentially why they're trying to get rid of him with the documents.
Will they get somebody like Bernie, you know, get everybody like, you know, going for him, and then at the last minute be like, yeah, I'm not running anymore. Vote for Joe Biden, you know?
Who knows? It's very possible. I don't know.
That's all Bernie is hired to do. He's just there to rile up people, get people to follow him, and then pass on the following to whoever, like, the Democrats want, in my opinion.
Whitmer's my guess. We'll talk about more about Whitmer later, but I think she is going to be a serious Democratic candidate. Bro, they've propped Whitmer up to be some kind of, you know, the next Democratic Party 2.0. She's going to lead that party, I think, in the future. She ran Michigan down to the ground, and she's going to run this country down to the ground as well.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a lot of people like Whitmer. I mean, the Democrats and stuff. She has like a pretty like big like cult type of following, you know, because like she had these like catchy slogans and like, you know, fix the roads and blah, blah, blah. So like a lot of people, you know, ended up following her because of these promises that she was making at the time. Right.
Yeah, a lot of dudes find her pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If you look closely, she kind of looks like a dude. But that kind of goes for a lot of candidates in the party, you know? So, I don't know. I think Whitmer's definitely a Democratic candidate option. They got that Pete Buttigieg dude. And they got... who else have they got? They got some prospects, man. Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I still think that they're gonna get a celebrity to run, like The Rock.
Why not? Yeah, maybe
it'll be Logan Paul or I don't know who it's gonna be, but it's gonna be somebody. Could be Mr. Beast, dude.
They're just propping up YouTubers and influencers. I mean,
they got big followings, bro.
Huge.
Could you imagine if Mr. Beast is like, hey, I'm running for president. I mean, whatever party he's running for, dude, how many subs does he have now?
Beast? Probably upwards of, he's probably one of those 20 million guys. But on the Republican side,
he has 132 million, sorry.
Subscribers?
Subscribers.
Holy shnikes, man. That's insane, bro. Wow. That's a ginormous number. I think LeBron James will be a politician someday too, because he's been propped up as a Nike LeBron China James. Asset. You know, he's already a Nike China BLM asset, right? Where he's propping up the next wave of the next generation into wokeness.
Definitely.
But I'm excited to see Trump go after the rhinos, man. That's where the excitement's going to be, is him you know, against when he goes for the Republican primaries against probably you'll see Mitt Romney. You might see Mike Pence up there, Nikki Haley. You know, Trump is going to light these MFs up. And it's going to be a joy to watch. But, you know, what surprised me lately about Trump is how many people of the Republican Party are ditching Trump, man?
Yeah, I mean, I personally know some. And they're kind of just like, you know, Trump, like, didn't do as much as they were expecting.
That's such bullshit. That's like the biggest bullshit argument that people are making about Trump that I will never get behind, because how much that dude did was insane in just like 18 months of his presidency as a non-politician. No joke, yeah. Trump is tied number one greatest president of all time with probably like Abe Lincoln or something.
The thing is that he has to go against the swamp. So like that's the Bro, biggest thing. Like if you
he's
have
the some, original he, going up against the swamp.
No, I know. Yeah, it definitely. And if he had like a better team, and a team that he could trust, I think that it'd be a lot different, that he probably would have accomplished a lot more. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, absolutely. So then that's what kind of excites me about his State of the Union speech coming back. I feel like Trump is coming back. 2.0 Trump. Bro, this is going to be unstoppable, I think. I mean, the only thing that's going to stop him is massive fraud, and that's a very strong possibility. And I'm like, I'm not going to rule out fraud, and like this happens all over again. I'm not that confident in the election process at all.
Yeah.
But if somehow Trump is back the way that it's looking right now, like the projection of Trump is like scary, and I'm excited, man. Like I'm excited for it. There's going to be so much to talk about when it comes to Trump's presidency.
Yeah, but don't get too excited, though, man, because they haven't fixed the election fraud. It's been 2 years. Whoa. It's been swept all under the rug after the initial, wave of them going to different states and kind of exposing them and, you know, Mike Lindell and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, after that, it just got swept under the rug and nobody even cares about it.
Yeah, that worries me.
I mean, I'm not saying nobody cares about it. People do care about it, but they just kind of like, okay, we did our part. We said everything that we could and game over. Yeah.
Right, right. But the good thing is that Republicans, while a lot of them are kind of discouraged with the past 2 years of election fraud, a lot of them are still participating in politics and they're not getting out and they're not walking away until this shit's over. It's like, If election fraud happens and you don't get the, you know, presidential nominee or, you know, governor that you hoped for, these people are not sitting back and saying I'm done, because that's not an option to just sit back and give up. You have to fight like the amount of evil we're going up against. You can't just stop, you know, it's like stopping to save your loved ones or your family. Like, would you ever consider stopping? Hell no. So like, that's why I have some hope, is that the people from the ground up are just warriors, bro. They don't stop. And I think we're going to continue to see a battle no matter what happens.
Yeah. I just think that those guys that are willing to go all out, in the battle, those are the guys, like, there's just not enough of those people.
No. And the other thing is that there's no organization amongst like against government, like tyranny, like, there's not enough people who are, we're just not organized. You know, we need structure and balance and, you know, a set of rules, and we don't have any of that. We're just like, people just don't know what to do. So
that's the thing about the Democrats, though. Like, they have that structure, that hierarchy, you know, like a lot of them are like, you know, you got to follow us, and like the mayors of these like Democrat cities and whatever, they're just following the leader. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, they've planned so far ahead, and they've raised so much money.
Yeah. Right. They raise a lot of money. They stick together. They have their people.
Right. And they launder a lot of money.
I'm sure they move people. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing that the Republicans are kind of lacking. You know, they're kind of doing it the right way, of course. That's why that they're lacking the money laundering part. But like, you know, sticking together is something that the Republicans should honestly start doing a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that their Republicans have definitely recognized where their kind of downfalls and shortcomings are. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the rhinos out, getting the America First people in. It's tough, man. I mean, the rhinos are like the Democrats. They have a ton of money. Look at like the Mitt Romneys, even the McCarthys of the world, the Mike Pences, the Paul Ryan. Those guys, those rhinos of the world, bro, they're wealthy. They're wealthy like the Pelosi's, man. Right. So like they own the game. They know who has the money. They know how to raise the funds. They know all the bad actors with all the money. Meanwhile, you got a bunch of like boots on the ground, America First. Tough uphill battle, man. But I mean, shit, they're not giving up. And they're not going to, because the Constitution is on their side and the law is on their side. So it's like, we have the receipts. We have the proof that you're fraudsters. You've committed all these crimes. And we're not giving up.
Yeah.
For those reasons.
Makes sense. So what did Biden say that kind of stuck out to you, like in this State of the Union there? Besides his fake statistics and stuff like that.
It was a grand delusion by Biden on many instances that he got called out for it. Like, you know, that's kind of unprecedented where a president is being booed and called a liar on national television in the State of the Union.
I know, I was kind of shocked that happened.
Right. Even Trump had like protesters, political protesters and bullshit that was going on in his State of the Union. That was like, Pelosi ripping up the agenda or whatever it was. Even we've seen that on Trump, but we've never seen people stand up and say, you're a freaking liar and you're a piece of shit, basically. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what you're saying. You have dementia and you're literally just spewing bullshit.
Yeah. And that was MTG, right?
She was one of them for sure. She was definitely one of them. So
yeah,
she
seemed pretty disruptive.
Tell me your thoughts. I gotta plug in a charger here, but go ahead. Yeah. Tell me your thoughts about State of the Union.
Yeah. So, I mean, MTG was very disruptive. She's calling Biden a liar, you know, like straight up like screaming, hey, you're a liar. And then you could see McCarthy like trying to shush everybody, and maybe even her directly, but he was trying to shush everybody because it was kind of getting out of control, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah. McCarthy wasn't too happy himself. He was giving Biden some dirty looks.
But what do you think? Was McCarthy like on the Republican side, or was he just trying to shush them to like, hey guys, like we don't want to look bad here, or just shush them because he was like sided with Biden. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Dude, McCarthy is, he is hard to decipher because his track record is so freaking bad. Right.
Yeah.
He's for Ukraine. He hasn't dismissed any of the shit he said towards Ukraine. Like he's still he's backing the Ukraine, and Ukraine is the most corrupt piece of crap on the planet. So he's been exposed. He's a Mike Pence. He's a Paul Ryan. He's a Mitt Romney at the end of the day. There's no doubt about it. He can sit here and say that he's going after Biden in certain ways, but until we see things happening, all of these guys are fraudsters until something actually happens. So McCarthy, Rhino, I don't give a shit about him. He can sit there and nod his head like a classic Rhino would, because a Rhino shows it's not, you know, people are not outwardly like Rhinos, but they're all, you know, America First, or internally Rhinos, but America First outwardly, right? This guy has proven himself again and again and again. And last week he even said Ashley Babbitt, the cops did their job by shooting her in the neck.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So I made my mind on McCarthy. He's called out some cool shit, which is like exciting in some ways, but I've made my mind on the guy. He's a corrupt rhino swamp rat that is playing politics, and the real politics are people who don't, sorry, the real politicians are people who don't belong in politics.
So what if he's playing 4D chess though, and he's just doing it to side with them for now? Like they kind of gained the Democrats' trust.
What have you been spending too much time on? You've been spending too much time on the freaking Great Awakening board, huh?
No, I'm just saying, dude.
4D chess.
What if it's the part of the plan?
For McCarthy to play some kind of role? I mean, it's possible McCarthy's playing
maybe a role. Maybe he's playing the role to neutralize things.
Bro, it's possible Biden's playing a role, right? There's like a lot of people think that Biden is self-sabotaging his presidency, acting the way he is, and you know, that to the point where liberals can't even defend him, right?
Yeah.
So it's very possible that McCarthy's playing a role, but it's hard to sit and be like, you know, this guy is playing 4D chess and he's got the swamp where he wants them, and he's actually on our side, because the shit he's saying is terrible.
But didn't Trump like back him or something?
He did back McCarthy. When? And Trump backs for Speaker of the House when he was running for Speaker of the House, and he kept getting he wasn't getting enough votes. Trump was there right by his side, basically saying, you know, he's the right guy for the position.
So doesn't this happen a lot though, where Trump backs the guy and then turns out that they're rhinos?
Trump has backed a lot of rhinos, but before you know, he found out they were rhinos after the fact, right? So maybe he's not doing
it. Well, I mean, Trump's not dumb though. That's the thing, is Trump's not dumb. He's not gonna just back these guys without like already knowing that.
100%, I agree. He definitely knows
what's the plan. You know what I mean? Like, is Trump part of the issue, or is he like, you know, trying to expose them somehow? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess this is probably why he has the Republican Party kind of scratching their heads. Some members, is that when he chooses to back the rhinos and no one understands the games going on. You know, it's too hard to decipher what's going on. All it's kind of doing is dividing the Republican Party by like, oh, McCarthy, this. Oh, no, DeSantis. No, Pence or whatever, Romney. It's like, you know, we really need some clarity if you know the truth by now.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. So he's backing the rhinos, he's pushing them in, and then he's going after, like, saying, you know, if I get that it was part of the plan or whatever, but he's going after DeSantis, right? Mm. And it's like, what the heck is going on here? You know what I mean?
There's too much chess going after
there's too much 4D chess being played here. So, like, yeah, he's, I don't know what the optics are, but like, you're going after DeSantis, but then at the same time, pushing these rhinos into these positions that they shouldn't be in.
I know.
If only we could understand what was going through Trump's head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to decipher exactly what is happening, but I kind of stopped deciphering it, and I'm just calling people out for what I see at this point. And I see McCarthy's a rhino, and he really, like, until we see arrests, until we see you know, claims of treason by some of these people, and we start seeing some serious cracking down. I mean, dude, you can call out, you know, all these people. You can call out Biden. You can call out Fauci and Bill Gates and big tech and the Twitter heads and Capitol Hill. You can do all that all you want. But until Christopher Wray gets called out and booted, you're telling me that they can't get rid of Christopher Wray by now? Like, get rid of the guy call him up.
It's not just him.
But he's the guy that should be investigating all these people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, nobody's doing their job. That's the thing. I mean, it's like, it's basically like Twitter headquarters, bro. We need Elon Musk to go in there and fire half of these guys.
Well, that's a problem. Elon did fire all those guys, the FBI, from Twitter.
You know, so that's pretty much did.
And then, you know, that's a whole different issue, but. You know, it was such a deceiving State of the Union. He's talking about inflation only being at 6.5%. We know that's not true. Inflation's you know, worse than it's been in a long time. Gas prices are down, he said. It's like, yeah, they're down because they were so high. You took them almost $5. Didn't it hit $5 at one point? In some areas?
I'm sure in different parts of the country.
The West Coast is like $5, even when it's like a dollar everywhere else. But like, when it was high in most states,
what's the gas prices in your local area? Comment below what the gas price. I don't even know what the gas price is because I don't use gas.
Such a sellout, bro. You're such a sellout. You probably got like someone's arm and you're like freaking frunk from all the labor that was involved to put that car together.
But like, somebody from Fremont, the Fremont factory.
Yeah, dude. Someone's like freaking remains are in there from like someone's skull is like in your backseat. Yeah, so he brought the gas prices down from being up, which he canceled all the pipelines, got a bunch of people laid off, and brought gas back up way beyond Trump had it. What did Trump have it at? 150? 180?
I remember it being like $1.80, like yeah, at one point. It probably was cheaper. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was like $1.80, man.
And of course, I didn't have my Hemi then. I had a V6 then. And now as soon as it shot up, I think as I was driving home, I'm looking at the gas and I'm looking at my MPG with my new car. I was like, what the fuck did I just do, man? I was like, I just bought a Hemi in the worst time possible.
The problem with the Hemi, though, is that you kind of just want to floor it all the time. And yeah, when I had my Durango RT, like, I just floored it all the time. And I was getting, like, I mean, I didn't do a lot of highway driving, though. That was, you know, one of the culprits. But, like, I was getting 12 miles a gallon.
Were you?
Yeah, 12 miles. And then I...
Yeah, no, I'm pretty bad, but I don't floor it. I'm a, like, respectable Hemi driver. I don't freaking gas it that much or that often at all. Unless, like, someone's, like, kind of annoying me or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, and then the Hemi and the Wagoneer is like same thing. You know what I mean? You got a big vehicle. Just these cars, man, they suck up a lot of gas.
I know. And then Biden started going off and saying that the Republican and Democrat Party were he's been able to unite them more than ever to get things done. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's probably because all the swamp rats, bro, the rhinos.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly my first thoughts. It's like, yeah, you're working with the freaking Mitt Romneys of the world. You can keep doing that all you want, but we see exactly what's going on, right? Anyone who's wearing a Ukraine flag is our enemy, right? Seriously. Like, that's the common denominator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Went off to say the Chinese balloon was taken care of and they handled that swiftly. Right after letting it steal three nuclear sites information from Montana to South Carolina over the course of not 2 days, actually. It was actually closer to five because they didn't make it public until 2 days after people started witnessing it, because Tuesday was the first day and they shot it down on Saturday, right?
Yeah, crazy, man. I have no idea why they took that long. But like I said, it's probably part of the plan. You know, some kind of distraction. Who knows, man?
Bro, I had liberals arguing with me like, oh, I can't believe people are blaming Biden about the balloon being up for so long. The military is the one who needs to act. It's like, he's the commander in chief, you idiots. What the hell is wrong with people, man?
We make the call.
Man, you know how many arguments I got in today with liberals that I talked to? Yeah, man. They were telling me that there's no way any of this is Biden's fault. He's just the president. Like, what do you mean he's just the president? Like, every single move he made was to destroy the economy, right? He had the easiest job in the world. Take what Trump did and undo it, right?
Yeah.
We all could do that at the end of the day. We all got those. We can all take those qualifications.
I mean, the thing is, he can't even do it, though. He's got a team of people doing it for him, and he's just like, okay. They're basically like, hey, you're going to do this. And he's just like, okay.
Who do you think his puppet master is?
I would say Pelosi.
Pelosi's pulling the strings?
Mm-hmm. Because if you notice that she's always there behind when he's signing these docs and stuff like that, man. She's always making sure that he's signing.
Right. You think Pelosi might just be like a local handler? Meanwhile, you know, obviously, I think his true leaders are, you know, the World Economic Forum, like the people who are running things like that. It's the global cabal, right?
Yeah.
The cabal is very cohesive, right? Like, it's not just the United States of America that's going through what they're going through. It's everywhere in the world.
Yeah, definitely. There, it's all a huge thing that connects to each other, and
they got Randrew Tate in freaking Romania.
I know,
in Bucharest. Yeah. So it's like, wherever you are, we'll target you and we'll get you. Maybe not. Can you think of one country that who would Tate?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything recently. But it's just crazy that he was all over the internet.
Right. Right.
And now he's just disappeared, vanished.
Well, his videos are still all over the internet, that's for sure.
Yeah, but they're not pushing them like before. Like, before they were pushing him hard. I feel like he's not getting pushed as much. They want people to forget about him.
His Twitter backing is getting stronger and stronger because he's tweeting from jail, which I don't know how that's possible. Is he really even in jail? I don't get that. Or you said he's in detention and they gave him his phone.
I don't know what kind of jails they have there, bro. The issue of iPhone and a freaking MacBook Pro in those jails, huh?
right. No, he's sitting nice, maybe. And then Biden claimed that deaths are down, COVID is over, and they reduced deaths 90%.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't.
This is a whole like different topic for discussion regarding the deaths, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, let's get into it just real quick, right?
I mean, the classifications, dying, right? It depends on how they're classifying them.
Right. First of all, you had a bunch of people who were classified incorrectly for COVID deaths. You had hospitals putting people on ventilators and remdesivir killing people, right? You had Whitmer and her cronies in senior living homes. What was the other dude? Cuomo. Was in Massachusetts and one other state where a bunch of people in senior living homes were croaking because they basically were allowing COVID positive patients into their nursing homes at the time of the peak of COVID. And there are so many cases, bro. I know a guy, right? So many cases where there were elderly sick in nursing homes and they just let them die.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
They didn't treat them.
It's really sad. Yeah, it's really sad.
Right. And the numbers skyrocket.
I think the classifications, though, is huge, too, because, you know, like the people were passing away from different things and then they were just classifying them as COVID. I think that is the bulk of the deaths. Now, whether that changed or not, I don't know. But like, I'm guessing that they could easily change the classifications. But also, it does seem like whatever COVID was or whatever, the severity of it has come down too, right? So like, I feel like it's gotten weaker over time. But like, I don't know. I don't even know if it exists or what, or you know what I mean?
I think it doesn't exist anymore, personally. I mean, those strains that we were once considered to be not even deadly ever, but like 1%, right, of people died, I guess. But the ones that are people were scared to catch, let's just say, did not really, I think they phased out. They phased them out like a product. there was a recall on COVID. But the big thing is the vaccine, though. I mean, are we not going to talk about the fact that the majority of people who are dying now are vaccinated, right? Like, oh, you reduced deaths by 90%, but the vaccine itself hasn't reduced deaths. It's actually the vaccinated who are dying, and not just dying from COVID, but apparently dying from multiple things, which is myocarditis, strokes, and those are two big ones. I can't think. What else? Oh, are they dying from anything else?
I don't even know, man.
I think the majority of them are dying from myocarditis.
Yeah.
And a lot of the funeral homes are finding blockage in the veins, right? Not your typical
like
blockage.
The blood clotting?
Yeah, but it's not blood clotting. It's what they're seeing is rubberized material forming in arteries and veins that are blocking blood flow. It's not a blood clot, is blood thickening and not being able to travel. We're like, that is just like a whole different substance that's being created into the veins, right?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
so nobody's gonna talk about that stuff. Nobody's gonna talk about it. you know, and anybody who's talking about the thing is, like, this is just a touchy subject, right? Like,
is it
they
though?
Just seem to, I mean, it's become a touchy subject, right? Like, they don't want people to talk about it. They just want people to go with what they say instead of going against what they say. They don't want people to ask questions about it either.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Biden's last thing he talked about was taxing billionaires.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to skip that. Let's move on to Gretchen Whitmer, who is a socialist in herself, because that's a socialist move on Joe Biden's part, even though he claimed himself to be a capitalist. Completely false. If you have them raise the tax on the rich, it's a socialist. It's an entry. It's an intro to socialism 101, right? It's your first class in socialism. Let's start with taxing the rich. Just like banning the stabilizer on pistols is an intro to gun bans, right? Like that is the equivalent to socialism.
Yeah.
So Gretchen Whitmer, bro, if you're a Michigan citizen, right, you're a resident of the state of Michigan, wants to give you inflation check of $180 measly dollars.
Yeah, $180.
You know what I call that, right?
Huh.
Weed money. That's exactly what I imagine that money is going to go to for most people at the state of Michigan.
For sure. In Michigan, for sure. I mean, like, that's like a huge thing, apparently, in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, the law.
So I think that this still has to pass.
Right? Oh, no, it's not passed, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but $180 is like 1 week's worth of inflation that you encounter. So, like, the average person probably encounters at least, like, $200 worth of inflation a week. Mm-hmm. A week. And I think that this $180 they want to send out like once or just one time, right? Like for the year.
Right.
So yeah. I was like, what does it even cover? $180.
Marijuana. You go to the dispensary, you blow it on weed, right? Because that's what they did. They freaking enabled a bunch of weed and dispensaries to be created in Michigan. And now you got a bunch of people with what are you going to do with $180? Nothing. You're going to deposit into your check and your bank account is going to look exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
The thing is, too, like, so it says that couples filing jointly
still get 180 flat, right?
We'll get one check.
Wait, for one check for 180 or one check for 360?
I don't know, but like,
there's no clarity there. I saw the same thing.
Yeah, but like the way I saw it was that you guys are only getting $180.
You guys get $90 a piece.
People are going to go get divorced just to get the extra $180.
Before I deposit this check, please sign this prenup, babe. Yeah, dude, that's what you're going to expect in Michigan. But $180 does nothing for you. My personal theory is it's weed money and you go. Because you know that dispensaries, they tax an extra 10% on top of whatever the state tax is.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
That amount varies state to state. It's whatever they come up with, right?
Yeah,
they can just make up a freaking number on the top of their head and be like, yeah, we're going to add that on top of weed. So as soon as weed became a way to make some mad loot, you know, proprietary for the government, they went ahead and legalized it. So that's their
just
plan.
Another way for them to make money, right?
Right. $180. I looked it up. The state of Michigan state income tax is 4.25%. So if you're making $100,000 a year in Michigan, you're paying a little under $4,300 in taxes just to the state of Michigan in that year. So, thanks for the $180. You know,
here's your $180. Whenever they give out these checks and stuff, like, especially like the smaller checks like that, I feel like they're just like, hey, you know, just shut up. Like, it's like shut up money. You know what I mean? Like, just stop complaining about us and whatever. So another thing that I found interesting in the article, it says that it said in the article that this is what the Republicans wanted.
Well, here's what I saw about what the Republicans wanted. The Republicans wanted to lower the tax rate on the people by a measly 0.2%.
Yeah.
That's what I read. So they were complaining about the 180, said it was a bad move, but instead we're going to lower the tax by 0.2%. So if Michigan's tax is 4.25, it's 4.05 now. And yeah. Now, so if you made $100,000, then you would be saving $200, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Their way of countering it was, hey, we're going to give you money. I'm telling you, man, it's like, shut up, money.
Right. Here's the thing, though, is the $200 on the $100,000, that's only for those who make $100,000. The other people,
that's true.
only, if you're making $50,000, you're only getting taxed $100 less. Or, right? So the $180 is better. So the Republicans got a shittier idea than Whitmer, bro. In Michigan. So I was cracking up about that. What a shit show. Yeah, I think that's the whole idea. Well, the idea of them handing out the 180 was that Michigan has a $1 billion surplus.
Oh, okay. Right?
So in their budget, right? So which tells you right off the bat they are taxing too high if that's the case, but you know, that's a surplus after they move money around. So that's all the bullshit allocations they make that are not necessary to begin with. The real tax rate on a state should barely exist, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I just thought that was hilarious. And the Republicans...
Yeah, that was hilarious. I saw the solution. 180 and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Whitmer, what a goon. And it's off election cycle too, so I'm surprised she's even trying, like opening her mouth and not saying anything that's like purely... what a tyrant would say, you know?
I'm surprised she didn't wait a little bit.
Exactly. Like 3 days before the election, she's like, everybody gets $10. It's a winning strategy, bro.
I know. So real quick, we didn't touch on this when we talked about the State of the Union, but so what do you think about Jill Biden kissing Kamala's husband? I don't know the dude's name. I don't want to know his name, but like...
Yeah.
So I
swingers.
Thought
they're swingers, bro.
Dude, it looked planned. Like they were walking towards each other, like they were on a mission. I'm serious.
It's right when they walked in. They're like, "Hey,"
they were like this. I can't
see. They knew that was a symbol right there. But my true theory is that a lot of these Democratic politicians are swingers, right? I mean. Think about Jill.
The fact that they did it on TV, they made it like a priority, like a mission that this is something that they had to do on TV during this event because it's, you know, a lot of eyes on this event. So me personally, I feel like it was just another distraction, just something like for people to talk about, and especially like the Republicans, right? Like now Republicans are just talking about how they kissed each other versus the actual issues that are going on. You know, and they get a kick out of this weird stuff that they do.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I definitely think there was definitely a distraction because it's such a perfect shot of like recording where they're just and there's no hesitation. It's not like one person thought the cheek and the other thought it was the lips. Like they both went in for the lips. Like it wasn't even a thing. One, I think, it was a distraction. But bigger point is I think these guys are just into some sick shit. Joe Biden and Joe Biden are probably swingers. I mean, Joe Biden is freaking senile. Like he's not like someone that Jill wants to be with anyway. She's still got her brain. She's still intact. Right. And so she's doing whatever these Democrats do at their stupid parties where they wear masquerades and shit. Right.
Yeah.
So it's definitely both of those things that are playing a part. It's just too many. They definitely have their distractions. I mean, but a lot of these liberals, like you look at like Tom Brady, who's supposedly a conservative, bro. You know that him and Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, always used to kiss on the lips.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Like it's not. And Brady is known for having images of him kissing, like kind of awkwardly kissing his son on the lips. Like there are some strange rituals that these guys are into, and it's some kind of signifier to show the people, like, we are down for this cause, and we are going to show it. They have to show it. They have to show who they are. They have to show their hand. They can't really, they can hide who they are in nature and in name, but they can't hide it to within each other, like to each other. So this is their way of signifying each other. But yeah, sick stuff and not surprised, and just another weird thing to happen at the State of the Union.
It's so awkward. I know that's like the only thing that I actually did see, because I just can't give Biden, you know, any of my time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And well, I found it funny that a lot of people on Twitter, you know, a lot of the big names on Twitter, the conservatives, were like, I'm not watching the State of the Union, right? In like a some kind of like protest. And I'm like, well, you're going to cover certain elements of it on Twitter, right? And share all the Biden flops and all the lies. So you might as well freaking watch it, because you're going to be, you know, completely in tune with it. And you got to, you are a influencer. You got to share the news. You can't just not tune in at the State of the Union.
Yeah, true, true.
No matter how dumb it is. All right, a couple last things. So first thing is, I want to talk about just a short clip on, we can just show a short clip of the Grammys, right? I just want to talk about that. Yeah. And then I wanted to, we'll start with that. We'll start with that. Like almost comical in a sense, right?
I know, for real, especially after all that stuff that just came out about Pfizer, and now they're like still in the spotlight with this now.
Like, oh, by the way, you guys, we're still in this game and we're never going away.
I know, basically.
What do you think about this character Sam Smith, the dude who was singing, man?
I honestly don't even know him.
I don't blame you. He's like not, I could see how he can fall under some people's radars, especially if you're not tuned in and you're not a liberal and you're not into pop culture. But he kind of got on the map probably, I want to say 2010-ish, 11-ish, with like some really, he's talented singer, very talented singer. Yeah. But, and always, I think he was gay from the get-go, but now has turned into some sick, demonic, basically genderless singer. Right.
Yeah.
And kind of just adds to the collection of kind of non-binaries on the liberal side. And the dude dresses up like a woman now. He was dressed up like a woman there. He was dressed up like the devil there. I mean, even Elon Musk even said when he saw that, he wrote on Twitter, end of days vibes, bro. Elon said that.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you watch that junk, it's like, man, what the heck is going on this earth? You know what I mean? Like, how are people so, like, sick in the head? You know what I mean?
You know what's kind of screwed up is that very demonic. We know these guys work for the devil at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
We know who they worship, right, in one way or the other. But then there's, like, the other side of the who are the liberals who are, like, eating it up and like, oh, they're just trolling the religious people. Like, this is totally working. And, you know, this isn't demonic at all. So it's like, it's actually working against some idiotic liberals that like, is a joke.
They think it's normal. Mockery. They think it's like entertainment.
Right.
And like normal type of entertainment. You know what I mean? And it's not. Yep.
Exactly.
It's sickening.
Just like the worship, how they put Satanism, where they put that statue of that one the goat looking weird thing with the fingers up, right? That in itself, bro, is very like people look at that, liberals look at that, and they're just like, oh, that's just a play on anti-religion. It's not actually worship or any It's like, bro, you guys are getting got. All right, let's talk guns, man. Let's freaking talk guns. Last 10 minutes. We're going to talk guns. I'm in the market for a weapon, bro. And there were some suggestions made to me. Okay. Yeah. And I just want to share them. Let's see if this will work or not work. I'm going to share my screen. Can you see it?
I can see it.
Perfect. We got the Sig Sauer Sig P320. So what I'm looking for personally is, you know, a light weapon, right? Preferably a 9. I know you're into, what are you into again? Smaller caliber?
I mean, I got a 380 and a 40.
Myself. You don't mind the 380, which a lot of people kind of knock because they believe it's going to just bounce off the guy's head or something or whatever.
It's like rubber bullets. But I'm pretty confident with a 380. I mean, I use the 380 when like I'm wearing like gym shorts or some light gear. You know, it's like perfect for concealing. And honestly, like you don't even feel it on you, man. It's like so super light, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely want something small, but I just want to do something 9. I think a 9 is a good add-on to my collection. This SIG P320, I know you're do you have a SIG?
I have a SIG. I have a P365.
Okay, so it's I'm guessing a bit bigger than this.
No, it's actually smaller than this. So the one you got up is like a full size.
What the hell? So,
yeah, if you want to go smaller, because you already have a Glock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go smaller, that's definitely not the right choice for you.
I did like this color though. I always want it like a desert. Yeah, I always want like a desert tan color. That is just a 9 or something. So this is out of the question then. This is too big.
I think they have a 320 like compact or 320 carry, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So yeah, you might want to check out their website if that's what you're looking for. But the one I know that you would probably feel good about is the P365 because it's a 9mm. They do have a 380 option, but like honestly, the 9mm is the best buy in that. And you said you wanted a manual safety. So the 365 comes with or without the manual safety. And it's pretty small. Yeah. Honestly, it's very compact. It's thin.
P365, you said?
Yeah. It's compact. It's thin. You know, 9mm. It holds a lot of rounds, too.
SIG P365. Okay. Let's pull that up real quick. So this is what you have, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so definitely remember you having this. Yeah, this is, how do you feel about this?
It's great. I mean, it's a very accurate pistol. Yeah. The only thing, it's a little bit heavy, like if you're wearing like lighter gear, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like you have to kind of wear something that will hold your holster and gun up pretty securely.
So your 380 in this, is there a huge difference with carrying?
Oh yeah. So like the 380 is much lighter. It's smaller. I mean, it's not much smaller than that, but it's just a lot lighter, man. I mean, you don't, like I said, you don't even feel it on you. You know, it's like, that's the benefit of having the 380.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll have to consider this one, but there was another one that was recommended to me. You said, I think you mentioned this one is actually sort of like a Glock. No safety, has the double trigger thing going, right? This is
the one I was talking about is the Hellcat, but I did look it up for you because you mentioned the Hellcat, so you can get the Hellcat with the manual safety too.
Okay, so this would be the Hellcat, and this one does not have the manual safety on it, but this looks very small.
Yeah, so I actually held one of these. I would say that this one's pretty comparable to the P365.
Okay, and size wise but smaller. Or was it a little less heavier at least?
I mean, I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but like,
yeah.
I would say that it's pretty comparable, honestly.
Yeah, no problem.
But my suggestion to you was the Glock 43. Because you're looking for 9mm. Yeah, 9mm. I feel like Glocks are just like a little bit lighter too.
Yeah.
They're easy to carry.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to consider one of those because, man, it's about time that I re-up my game a little bit. Which rifles would you suggest?
Man.
You're like the gun guy now, huh?
I mean, for like an entry level, I would just say the M&P 15.
Is the M&P 15 a rifle?
Yeah, it's a good rifle. It's the one I have. It's very accurate, reliable.
You can price range?
Do some. Yeah, the price range. On sale, you can get them for like $630-ish.
Mm.
I've seen them for like $630. Yeah, like $630 to like $700 probably. But the cool thing is that you can mod them pretty easily. You can mod them pretty easy. You can customize them, you know, make it look different compared to like, you know, the normal look. So that's what I like about them, you know, and they're kind of like affordable. So seems like a good rifle. I've shot mine a lot and haven't had any jams. And like I said, dude, it's very accurate.
Shit. All right. Keep that in mind. We'll see. I got some weapons to buy. I would suggest our viewers stock up because, you know, dude, the importance of owning a gun. It's just, whether it's one or it's 10, I mean, there shouldn't be a limit on, you know, how many guns a sane person that is, you know, wanting to defend their livelihood and wanting to, you know, even take it up as a sport, right? People don't shoot weapons only.
It's just a fun hobby.
Right. It's a collecting hobby. There's so many responsible gun owners. There is, you know, proof that gun ownership actually lessens the burden on the police and reduces crime. Because who's gonna commit a crime when they know everyone's got a gun, right?
Yeah, it's true.
You see someone walking to a convenience store about to rob it, and then they get shot at. And the next thing you know, they're booking it. And nobody ever goes back who's heard that story to that convenience store, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any closing words regarding weapons, State of the Union, Gretchen Whitmer's $180? What are your final thoughts?
Well, just a big fail on the Democrats' part. Again, stock up on guns and ammo.
Stock up on guns and ammo. Don't freaking let the freaking leftist politicians get to your head that you shouldn't own any more weapons and your ammo supply is too high, or this is how we fight the tyranny of this world, bro. We the people are armed.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be that way.
All right, next stream, man, probably going to be after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we'll follow us on Twitter. We'll keep you guys updated on stream times. I'm thinking maybe just the following Monday or Tuesday we'll shoot out a stream. But follow us at ABN Media on Twitter. We're on Rumble. We're on podcasts. I try to upload these as fast as possible, but Rumble gives me issues in trying to export these files sometimes into the podcast. So I have to wait a day or sometimes, it's usually a day. But until then, who you got for the Super Bowl? Do you know who's competing in the Super Bowl?
No.
You know who's fighting for the... You don't know who's fighting UFC either.
No, heck no.
Good for you, man. Proud of you, bro. Well, the UFC thing, I don't think that you should shy away from UFC. I think UFC is cool, man. But NFL is a joke. Woke joke.
Woke joke. That's why I don't watch
it. It's the Chiefs and Eagles, by the way.
Gotcha.
All right. Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.